How are you? Nick DeGiulio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Steve Grzanich at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. It's Monday, and we do that every Monday morning. So there you go. So I've got this list here from Cosmos. It's Cosmo, huh, Dan? The Halloween costume everyone was wearing for the last 5 decades. Now, unfortunately, the year I was born is not on this list because I'm old. it goes back to 1968, this list. And I was born in 1965, so I don't know. Any guess, Dan, as to what 1965 would have been?
That's
the most popular
question. I will. Let me Google 1965 and see what's up. But actually, one of the fun things is, when I was looking over the list, is really though you want to look at 8 to 10 years after your birthday, because that's when you were in your Halloween glory.
Oh, right.
You know, because like I looked at the stuff that was 8 to 10 years after I was born, mm-hmm. and I was definitely those things. Maybe not that year, but like in that span.
Right, you know? Right. No, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. Well, if you guys want to know where what your costume was in 1968, the costume everybody was wearing was Casper. It says Boo. Thanks to successful books and a cartoon, Casper the Friendly Ghost made many trick or treat appearances in 1968. I always thought Casper was a wimp. He used to make me nuts. So, anyway. Jen, are you curious about what was the popular costume?
Yeah, I was just thinking that Casper seems a little weak.
Yeah.
People just use sheets.
I guess, yeah, maybe it was just...
Is 1968 when Halloween was invented?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think it was invented before that. no, I what I think they're probably referring to are those old school plastic...
Oh yeah,
masks. You know, with the stupid plastic smock that yeah. you wear.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Those are terrible.
Yeah, probably when I was younger, it was probably one of those in like Miss Piggy or He-Man or something.
That was what was for you?
Yeah, I would think so.
All right. Do you care to tell us when you were born or no?
1995. Right. You that were... makes me 22 for the rest.
Right,
of
Right, right, right. So you were born in 1995.
Way before then.
Okay.
I'm an '80s baby.
You're an '80s baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see what's happening there. Now, Dan, you're also an '80s baby.
Yes, 81.
1981, you were born. 1981. Oh, I'm not surprised by this.
No, that makes sense.
Indiana Jones was the top because the first Raiders movie came out at that point. It says you probably saw many people walking around with a hat and a whip attached to their hip in 1981 in order to become Indiana Jones from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So then what was popular when he was 8 years old?
When you were 8, that would be 89?
Yeah.
89? Oh, Batman.
Yep.
Because the first Batman movie came out. The Tim Burton right. Batman movie came out. And 1989, the first film in the Batman series was released, and fans have been dressing up since the Caped Crusader ever since. That's a very popular costume to this day, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not going to stop making. We got a Justice League movie coming out with the Batman in it. So, all right. And we, you know, this year, we've already discussed this year, it's got to be Wonder Woman will be by far the biggest costume.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, we got a break here. We got the news coming up, and then if you're curious about what were the popular Halloween costumes, we've got the biggest popular Halloween costumes for the past 50 years. And we'll talk about that coming up more on 720 WGN. Okay, good morning, everyone. How are you? Nick DeGiulio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Monday. That means my dad will call in and tell a joke. It's the jokey time. And right now, we're talking about the Halloween costume that everyone was wearing from the last 5 decades. So if you're interested, 312-981-7200 to find out what the favorite costume was maybe the year you were born, and we can figure that out. Did we find anything on 1965, Dan?
The Beatles released Help. Martin Luther King marched onto Washington. Those were the two big ones.
Those
I
are
saw.
The two big stories. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Beatles released Help. So everybody was wearing the ring on Ringo's finger. That's what everybody was wearing. That was the costume. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. By the way, I was just tooling around during the news on the Facebook thing. You know that Facebook thing, Dan?
Nah, I never heard of it.
No, it's new. Anyway, I saw video of this, one of the coolest costumes I've ever seen. It was a girl, which she appeared to be, she was basically doing Reagan from The Exorcist. So she's got a full bed, and she's like laying in the bed, full on disgusting, awful, terrifying makeup. And she's flipping back and forth, you know, like, you know how in the movie when Linda Blair is like flipping on the bed and flipping back and forth on her head and coming back. She's doing that, but clearly her legs are on the ground. So she's standing, but the bed is covering her legs so she could move the bed. So she's chasing people around. So it looks like the bed is hovering, you know, like the bed is moving around. And nobody knew. I don't think people realized that she had her legs under. She's standing underneath the thing. And I don't think people realize that. And there's a group of people around. It looked like it was at an amusement park or something where they were doing this. And so people had their phones out and stuff because, like, oh, look, this is pretty cool. And then she starts chasing people. Looks like the bed is moving. They start freaking out. People were like, ah! And she was fully committed, too, man. Like, she was horrible faces making horrible sounds. And at one point, it was really cool because you can't see her legs. You know, the fake legs are up on top of the mattress, and she's standing underneath with the cutout. And at one point, she spins completely around, so it looks like the top half of her body spins. I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And just like watching her chase people around.
That's pretty cool.
From the bed like that, making it look like the bed was floating. Pretty cool. And she was totally committed to it. God bless her. So, Jen, do you like horror movies?
I don't like horror movies. I like superhero movies. Oh, and zombie movies.
You like zombie movies?
Yeah, like Resident Evil.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's a horror movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
But dystopian.
Okay.
Which are
Do you watch? Have you seen a lot of zombie movies?
I mean, Zombieland and Resident Evil is about it, but there's like, what, 27 Resident Evil movies?
Yeah, there are about 90 Resident Evil. Have you ever seen Shaun of the Dead?
Ah, I feel like I have, but it came out like, what, 20 years ago now?
No.
No?
No. But, well, 12, 13 years ago?
Yeah.
2004.
Okay.
Is when it came out. It's very funny. It's very funny and a wonderful tribute to the zombie genre. But now, do you get freaked out at horror movies?
I just don't find a need for them. I don't know. I just, nothing entertains me about it. I like to laugh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So comedies are in your wheelhouse, but horror movies not so much. At this time of year, Halloween, do you ever pop in a horror movie and watch it or no?
No.
No.
No. I mean, Stranger Things, that's kind of horror too, right?
Yeah. It's got some spooky elements to it.
Because there's cute kids.
I'm about 4 episodes into the second season.
I'm like 2.
Yeah. It's so far so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Stranger Things. I think it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So, but I know people who binge the whole thing over the weekend.
Oh, gosh. I wish I had time.
Yeah. I mean, that's 9 hours, you know, so that's a lot of time. I got through 4 of them. But so far, so good. Really, they did a good job with it. That show is good. All right. So Halloween costumes. Let's see what else. 1968, we said Casper. He's a friendly ghost.
Mm-hmm.
1969, Elvis Presley, because Elvis Presley's NBC comeback special premiered in December of 68. And the next Halloween, people were playing the King. That was when he had the leather jacket, the whole leather outfit.
When did he die or get abducted?
77 he died. Okay. Yeah, he died in 77. August of 77. I remember because the weekend that Elvis died is the weekend I saw what I consider to be the scariest movie ever made. It's a movie called Suspiria. And it came out in August of 1977. I remember we went to go see it. My father and I went to go see it. I was 12 at the time. We went to go see it. And it freaked the hell out of me. One of the scariest, still to this day, I think the scariest movie ever made. And I will always remember it because it was the same weekend that Elvis died. Because I remember my dad coming home from work telling my mom and I that Elvis passed away. My mom started crying because she's a massive Elvis fan. And then, like, the next morning, we saw that movie. So I always... I always tie in Suspiria with Elvis Presley's death.
What's so scary about that movie?
Oh, boy. It's a crazy... First of all, it's crazy. It is a crazy movie. It's an Italian film directed by a guy named Dario Argento. Oh. And it's about a young girl named Susie Banyan, played by the beautiful Jessica Harper, who goes to Germany to attend this really prestigious ballet school.
Uh-huh.
And when she gets there... all the other girls that are in the building and everything, they find out that essentially the place is being run by an insane coven of witches.
Ah.
And then all hell breaks loose. And it doesn't make a lick of sense. The plot makes no sense whatsoever. But it is really a terrifying movie, and it was shot in three-strip Technicolor, so the colors are very vibrant. And the score is by a band called Goblin, an Italian prog rock band called Goblin, and it's maybe the best music score in the history of horror movies. And it's just relentless. It's just relentlessly scary, and it plays like a fairy tale. It's like this really twisted, bloody, crazy fairy tale. To try to apply logic to Suspiria is completely, it's just, you don't do it.
Gotta say I'm intrigued, though.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. A lot of people hate it, and some people, I mean, you know, there's a hardcore group of fans for, it. Well, first of all, Italian horror movie fans, there's a massive group of people who love Italian horror movies, and I'm one of them. But yeah, that's so scary. Yeah, that's a good one. 1970, the Beatles were the big costume because they broke up in 1970. 1971, Willy Wonka, because Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory came out, so people were dressing like Willy Wonka. 1972 was all about The Godfather. And 1973, it was Marcia from The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch was one of the most popular shows on television in 1973, and people dressed up like Marcia?
Sounds fairly easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jan probably wasn't very happy about that. Jan was not happy that Marcia was the number one costume.
Everybody wanted to be Marcia.
That's right. Marcia. 1974. And then that would have, let's see, right now we're getting into the wheelhouse where I would trick or treat. But I'm not going to go as Daisy Buchanan from The Great Gatsby. That was the number one.
Lies.
The first film adaptation of the F. Scott Fitzgerald novel came out in 1974, so people were dressing up. 1975, Jaws. So people were, I didn't dress up like a shark. I mean, Jaws was a massive, made a massive impact on my life I was 10 when I saw it in the theater, and I became a shark expert. I bought all kinds of books on sharks and saw the movie like 80 times, but I can't remember. My thing was, Dan, here's the weird thing. What was happening in the early and mid 70s when I would, you know, that right in the wheelhouse, I was watching movies from the 30s and 40s. I was watching the Universal movies or the Hammer movies, you know, from the 50s and 60s. So I would just go Mummy, or I would go Dracula. Whatever was happening in pop culture, I don't think affected my trick-or-treating or my costumes at all.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I was upset as a little kid. I was obsessed with the Universal horror movies.
Did you ever go as Peter Cushing?
Yes. I went as Van Helsing. I did it a couple times. The thing about, you know, the thing about Peter Cushing, by the way, Jen, if you don't know who Peter Cushing is this
no idea.
British actor who is my hero. He was like my hero when I was a kid, which is weird because, you know, most people were like, oh, Ernie Banks is my hero, or Neil Armstrong is my hero. And my hero was a British erudite actor who played Dr. Van Helsing in the horror movies. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, Peter Cushing was this British actor who starred in a bunch of movies from this British horror company called Hammer. And he and Christopher Lee, who mostly, you know, who'd played Dracula, starred in all of these movies. And I was obsessed with them when I was a kid. So, yeah, I dressed as Van Helsing a couple of times. Because, you know, the key to Van Helsing, Dan, Peter Cushing's Van Helsing, you got to have a cool scarf.
Wow.
Because Peter Cushing always had a badass scarf. I'm not kidding. I just watched Brides of Dracula over the weekend. Sven Gulish. By the way, I was on Sven's show.
Really?
Saturday night. Surprise, surprise. I'm watching it, and I'm like, hey, that's me. He showed footage from the flashback convention. Where Sven shows up, Rich shows up every year, and I'm one of the hosts at the flashback convention, and I introduce him before the costume contest every year. And so he showed that footage of me introducing him, and then he was kind enough to say congratulations to for the Walk of Fame, and that was shown on the TV, and I was like, oh,
wow.
Rich didn't tell me, though. I mean, he knows I watch every week anyway, so it was a nice little surprise, and I thought it was so cool that I was on, and they showed a Peter Cushing movie that night.
Yeah, that's very apropos.
Yeah. So, All right. We have to break here. We got, if you're wondering about a costume, what was popular the year you were born or that time, let us know. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everyone. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. And tomorrow is Halloween. So we're talking about Halloween costumes that everybody was wearing from the last 5 decades, and we're going year by year. If you're interested in finding out what the big Halloween costume was the year of your birth or a specific year, call us or text us, and we'll tell you what's out there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And we're going through the 70s right now. 1976... it would be Rocky Balboa. So Rocky wannabe boxers were people were dressing up like Rocky Balboa. That would be a pretty cold costume, wouldn't it? You'd have to have the Italian Stallion robe. So I would imagine that these are like the adult, mostly maybe the more adult costumes. Let's see. 1977, Princess Leia. Yeah, that would be anything Star Wars, I would imagine. I would imagine that would be, you know, anything Star Wars related, but for the ladies, it would be Princess Leia. But was there a Chewbacca mask?
That's a good question.
Well, we know that there was the Chewbacca mom, but that was like 2 years ago, right? Wasn't that like 2 or 3 years ago?
How did she not come up on the 15 minutes of fame thing we did?
She didn't?
I don't think she did.
Wow. Because she did have 15 minutes. There's no, she was everywhere, man.
Yep.
You put on a Chewbacca mask and you laugh. And then you're all over the place and you're a superstar. 1978, Tony Manero from Saturday Night Fever. So John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever. Because the movie came out at the end of 1977. Saturday Night Fever. But see, the thing is, people were actually dressing like that in real life. You know what I mean? The bad, you know, wide lapels, three-piece white suit. That's actually what was that wasn't a costume. That was people's actual clothing in 1978.
I like your Halloween costume. Halloween,
it's like dressing up like a lumberjack and going into a Logan Square bar.
That's that's exactly right. That's exactly right. But that was what people wore. Brian says, I was born in 1975. 1975, which would have been Jaws, Brian. But I was thinking that Jonathan Cabot would have been the most popular 1985 costume with the release of the magnificent movie Gymkhana. Yes, for those of you who are new to listening, Brian is obsessed with the movie Gymkhana and constantly texts about it. Jen, are you familiar with the movie Gymkhana?
No, I'm like so pop culturally defunct.
You don't really, seriously, you're not pop culturally defunct if you don't know Gymkhana. Trust me on that. Gymkhana was this really horrible movie from 1985 starring Kurt Thomas, former gymnast.
Oh.
And they tried to combine martial arts and gymnastics. So, like, for instance, he's in the middle of this village.
Uh-huh.
And he has to fight these people, but luckily there's a stone pommel horse right in the middle of the village so that he can swing around on it and kick people in the head.
That sounds so cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's running down an alley. There's some parallel bars that are just there. So, yeah. That's Gymkhana, which is a legendarily awful movie that Brian loves.
That's like what my daydreams are made out of.
Yeah. Just a pommel horse in the middle of this, a big stone pommel. And by the way, then it goes from like he's in the middle of this village, he's fighting off these bad guys, then suddenly his hands are all chalked up with no exclamation whatsoever.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, legendary. Beth says, can you tell me the most popular costume in 1978? That's the year I graduated high school. 1978, Tony Manero. That would be Saturday Night Fever. And again, wasn't a costume then. It was a way of life. 1979, Superman, because the first Christopher Reeve Superman movie came out. 1980, Daisy Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard. 81, as we talked about before, the year of Dan's birth, is Indiana Jones. 82, Annie, because they released that movie version of Annie. Hey, here's a little piece of trivia. Dan, are you ready for a little piece of trivia?
Can I impress my friends with it?
I think so. You know I've seen Risky Business a few times.
Once or twice.
Once or twice. You know it's my second favorite movie ever made.
I believe that Curtis Armstrong gave you an autograph quoting from the film.
Yes, he did. Curtis Armstrong signed a picture. I can't say what he wrote on it. Every once in a while, you got to say, what the... So he signed that to me. But anyway, here's a little piece of trivia. When Joel, played by Tom Cruise, and not Miles, why am I blanking on Bronson Pinchot's name in the movie? Anyway, Barry. Barry, when they go out and take Dad's Porsche, you know, his father, they go away for vacation, and his father forbids him, you cannot take the Porsche out, don't take the Porsche. Of course, the first night, he takes the Porsche out. When they go out for a joyride, they drive past a movie theater in Highland Park. They drive past a movie theater in Highland Park, and playing at that movie theater is Annie.
There you go.
There you go. There's a little trivia for you. Because the movie was shot in the summer of 82, and that's when Annie came out. So when he goes up and pulls up in front to rev the engine and press the little girls, the chicks that are standing out in front, you can see posters for Annie playing at that theater.
Bravo, continuity director.
There you go. All right, we got to take a break. And the news is coming up after this on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. My dad will call in and tell a joke in just a few minutes because it's Monday and it's a jokey time. And we've got more of these Halloween costumes that we're going to be talking about as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. And, Dan, you know, I was looking at this 1983. Now, that was the year, 1983 was the year that Esmeralda was born. Is that right?
Yes, that is
1983.
Correct.
Madonna was the costume, which makes me feel really, really old. Should make Madonna feel really old, too. But yes, that was Madonna from 1983.
Girls just buying like old wedding dresses and just walking around that way.
I think it was probably lots and lots of black bracelets, like lace bra, that kind of thing. Lots of weird sort of scrunchy headbands, that kind of stuff. So, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You all set over there?
I think so.
Okay.
You can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. Can you hear yourself?
I can.
Okay, good. That's the important part. So, let's see. 1984, and here's the interesting thing here. The new season of Stranger Things takes place in October of 1984. It takes place, well, at least the first few episodes take place around Halloween. And they go as Ghostbusters, the main characters. And that's what's on this list as Ghostbusters. It's funny because there's a scene in one of the episodes where they go trick-or-treating, and the woman opens up the door and goes, "Oh, look at the little exterminators."
Yeah. I've gotten to that point in this season.
Are you? That's where you're at? Yeah, that's episode two, I think. That's episode two.
Yeah.
Oh, look, little exterminators. 1985. Marty McFly from Back to the Future. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, would you dress up as 50s Marty or 80s Marty?
That's a good question.
Probably the big orange. You'd have to wear the big orange flotation device.
What do you have easier access to? The life preserver, life jacket, or just an
What's with the life preserver? I'd rather go as Doc. Get crazy gray fright wig, you know?
Yeah.
Which that is popular this year. Not the Doc and Marty, Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty, yeah, that's right.
So like the incarnation of Doc and Marty.
1986, Gem and the Holograms.
Huh.
Now, is that something that speaks to you?
The pink hair Gem. Yeah. She's truly outrageous.
Yeah. You know, they made a movie out of that this year.
Yeah.
Wasn't it this year or was it last year?
It's been recently.
Yeah.
Didn't go anywhere, did it?
No, Colin had to see it. Colin reviewed it for us.
Oh, no.
1987, RoboCop. 1988, Garfield.
Why in
1988? Why Garfield? I don't understand. Garfield was popular before that, right? The Garfield movie didn't come out in 1988. The first movie didn't come out in 1988, did it?
It might have. Garfield and Friends, 1988.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, boy. 89, as we mentioned before, Batman. 1990. Now, Dan, did this affect you at all, 1990?
I was one of these guys, yes.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I was Donatello because my name began with a D.
Yeah. I think I was Donatello, too.
Were you Donatello?
Because I liked purple.
Ah. Because why do they have a purple sash or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a Turtles dude. All I know is I saw, I liked the second movie with Vanilla Ice, The Secret of the Ooze.
Oh yeah,
I remember I liked that. I never watched the cartoon or anything. I had a friend named Joe Donatello, and he used to, you know, that's the best. He's the best turtle. No argument. 1991, Morticia Addams, because the Addams Family movie came out. But that, by the way, is always a good costume. Morticia Addams is always a good way to go. 1992, Catwoman, because Michelle Pfeiffer killed it in Batman Returns. I think this is a controversial statement, but I think Michelle Pfeiffer is the best Catwoman of all time.
I can't argue.
Best Catwoman of all time. And you know, obviously, the cat women on the TV show are fantastic. I don't want to get people. I know there's a lot of people out there screaming Eartha Kitt right now and Lee Merriweather and all that. I can understand that. Newmar.
Yeah, Bill Leff woke up in a hot sweat.
Julie Newmar is his choice?
Yeah, because we had her on the show once and she kind of flirted with him. And it was just.
Yeah, that's always.
Like he was gone. That was like when we were doing 5.5 hours and she was on in the first half hour. I'm like, oh, it's going to be a long
He's
night.
Not going to last. Well, I mean, that gets a little weird when like maybe like a childhood crush flirts with you. Because Jamie Lee Curtis flirted with me when I met her and I almost passed out. I was like, She was really touchy and feely and huggy, and she kissed me, and I was like, ugh. And I was just like, I couldn't function after that. Same thing, Molly Shannon. Molly Shannon, like, flirted with me, and I was like, ugh.
Check you out.
Yeah. Yeah, Molly Shannon, I love her so much. How about Mary Catherine Gallagher? What about the SNL characters?
You know, the Saturday Night Live is conspicuously absent from this list.
No, that's wrong.
That would have been like the later 90s, right?
Yeah, that would have been like late 90s. It would have been 97, 98, 99, that era for Mary Catherine Gallagher. And you can go to the cheerleaders from that. I mean, there's so many. My God. Like we were talking catchphrases the other day.
Yep.
Everything comes from SNL. By the way, I thought the David S. Pumpkin special was funny. I thought it was sweet. I know a lot of people hated it. It was on at the wrong time. Because it's really like a kid's Halloween special. Like, they sincerely tried to make an animated holiday special. But putting it on a Saturday night at 10:30, you know, that's the wrong time. That was the wrong time to air it. And everybody who was watching it, I think, was thinking they were going to get edgy SNL adult material like they get on Saturday. And it was like this really kind of sincere, sweet Halloween special. And I liked it. But, boy, oh, boy, did social media blow up.
You were the first person I've heard who liked it.
I really thought it was sweet and funny. But I, you know what? It was seriously at the first commercial break, I was like, okay, I gotta adjust what I'm consuming right now, because this clearly is not, you know, SNL material. They're really sincerely trying to do like a kid's Halloween special. And in that regard, it works. And it was funny. And it was sweet. So people hated it though. Oh man. Did you watch it, Jen?
No.
Are you familiar with David S. Pumpkins?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because my friend dressed up as David S. Pumpkins last year for Halloween.
Yeah, that's when it all broke.
And he like jumped in front of me and he's like, who am I? I'm like, I don't know.
I have no idea.
So, yeah. Still haven't seen it.
Let's see. 1993, a dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
Huh.
1994, a lion from The Lion King. 1995, the Star Trek cast, because Star Trek The Next Generation was huge. Oh, now this one right here, 1996, no question about it, Scream.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
That blew up at that time. The Ghostface, that blew, and that's still a huge costume. You see that everywhere, every year.
So creepy.
Yeah. 1997, Spice Girls, but you have to pick which Spice Girl.
Sporty Spice.
Either Sporty Spice?
Yeah.
I like Scary Spice.
Mm-hmm. Her hair's cool.
Yeah. That's Mel B, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Mel C? Mel B.
Mel B.
She's scary. Okay. 1998, Godzilla. Well, because that terrible Godzilla movie came out.
With the P. Diddy song, or
yeah,
at that time he was still Puff Daddy.
Yeah, Jimmy Page, mm-hmm. where they sampled Kashmir.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1999, Tarzan. Another cold costume. That's going to be a very cold costume.
Yeah.
Although you'd probably wear like a fake bodysuit because Tarzan's all buff.
Well,
yeah.
Some people might.
Some people might. I'd have to. 2000, Fred Flintstone. What, because of Viva Rock Vegas? They're counting Viva Rock Vegas as a hit? I remember when John Goodman, it all goes back to Saturday Night Live. John Goodman was hosting Saturday Night Live and he was doing the monologue and they cut backstage. And Will Ferrell and somebody else at the time, and they're like, "Geez, Goodman smashed." You know, he's like, "Man, is he drunk? What's wrong with him?" And then so Goodman finishes the monologue and he goes backstage, and they're like, "Are you okay, John?" He's like, "Yeah. Just, you know, I can't believe I'm here. I got to promote Viva Rock Vegas." And they're like, "Wait a minute, you're not even in that." He's like, "Oh, good. Oh, really good, because it looks terrible." That's like the opening monologue. Who played? Because I know Stephen Baldwin played
right.
Barney. Who played who?
Oh, I'm looking it up.
Who played Fred Flintstone in that? Because it was
it wasn't the same.
No. Because the first one was Rick Moranis and John Goodman.
Yeah.
In the second one, Viva Rock Vegas, it was Stephen Baldwin as Barney.
As okay.
And Fred, I don't even know who played Fred.
Mark Addy.
Who's that?
he played Fred Flintstone.
Well, he's one of those guys, like, he was in the full Monty and
British guy, yeah.
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 Like, he's one of those, like, you'd recognize his face.
So when somebody says Mark Addy, I'll be like, "Oh yeah, Fred Flintstone."
That's exactly right. Fred Flintstone from the superior sequel, Viva Rock Vegas. All right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic. We'll take a break and come back, and my dad will call and tell a joke, and then we'll wrap up the whole costume talk here on WGN. And we got a couple of texts in here. Sam in Burbank said, "You mentioned that theater in Risky Business. I happened to be at that theater watching Risky Business, and when it came on screen, the crowd went nuts." So, like, in the theater that Risky Business is in, watching Risky Business, and the whole crowd went nuts.
Is that how you felt the first time you saw Wildcats and your legs?
My legs, yeah. My legs popped up. Yeah, it was amazing. My legs are in the movie Wildcats.
Oh, how much did they get paid for that?
Nothing.
Hmm.
They shot it at Lane Tech.
Wait.
It's Goldie Hawn. She plays a female high school football coach. Woody Harrelson is in it.
Because I was in a movie as an extra at Lane Tech.
What movie?
It had Dennis Quaid. Or maybe it was Randy Quaid. I don't know. I bailed early. They wanted me there for like 12 hours. So I was kind of like, let's go to the bar.
Dennis Quaid or Randy Quaid?
It was one of the Quaids.
All right. Big difference between those two guys. One's insane and one is a beautiful, handsome man.
It had some name like, it had to do with a train, like locomotive or...
It had to do with
engine.
A train?
I don't know. It was a football movie.
Oh, it was a football. Oh, they shot it at the stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's where my legs were in Wildcats.
Nice.
They're dangling from the stadium.
We have that in common.
Okay. There you go. But you can't remember the name of the movie that you were in.
No.
Okay.
Gosh.
Locomotive.
It'll come to me at like 3 p.m. this afternoon.
Dennis,
like, yeah.
A search for Dennis Quaid and train brings us Switchback and The Express.
It's The Express. I think it's The Express.
Let's see here.
I think it's the.
Was that the movie about the first like African American
yes,
football
yeah,
player?
Yeah, that's it. Based on the life of the college football hero Ernie Davis, the first African American to win the Heisman Trophy.
That's it.
Somehow I related Express to locomotive.
There you go.
That works. So did you make the film in the short time you Saturday stay on set, or did you just bail?
I still haven't seen it, but you know, they said I'd be there for 4 hours, and then when I was talking to the extras, they're like, "Oh no, we'll be here until tomorrow morning."
Oh no, it's a, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I have class and a test, so yeah. I need to go.
Yeah, no, it's a long haul. If you're going to be an extra, it's a long haul.
Yeah.
And we were there, and it was ridiculous because the movie takes place in the fall. So they put a fake tree up. No, because it was in the middle of the summer when they did it.
Oh, okay.
And it was like people had to wear coats and stuff. It was 100.
Oh.
It was like 100 degrees outside. We all had to wear like coats and make it look like it was like late fall.
Yeah.
And so they put up like a fake tree with no leaves on it to make it look like, you know, it was barren. Yeah. Yeah. But in real life, if you watch Wildcats, It was miserable. It was like 90 degrees. Oh. Yeah. And we shot it right around the time that Back to the Future came out.
Okay.
Because I just associate, I remember seeing Back to the Future while they were shooting Wildcats. So it was, and then the Wildcats came out, I think, I guess 6 months later or something like that. And then here's one to enlighten us a little bit. The 847 area code sends a text that says, Garfield was popular because of those car window suction cup cats from the 80s. Garfield on board, right? What is it? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Garfield and Odie.
And Odie. That's right. Okay, let's see what was popular. Let's go back in time. So we're going to say Wonder Woman this year, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the kids from Stranger Things.
And Harley Quinn.
2015, they say Harley Quinn.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And Harley Quinn as well in 2016, no question about it, because Suicide Squad came out late summer.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, yeah, there was definitely a leftover from that. 2014, Anna from Frozen, or anything Frozen.
Olaf,
all that stuff.
Which will be a great costume for this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. 2013, Iron Man. But that's been popular every year since 2008, right? Because that was when the first Iron Man came out. 2012, Katniss Everdeen.
Okay.
Okay, so get your bow and arrow. 2011, this is absolutely true. 2011, Sue Sylvester from Glee. All you got to do is get a red tracksuit. That's how you're going to get a red tracksuit. That's it. 2010, Prince Tiana. The Princess and the Frog captivated audiences. Was that impactful?
Yeah, for maybe people under the age of 10.
I guess. 2009, Lady Gaga. But how do you dress up as Lady Gaga? She doesn't wear the same thing twice.
Oh, it was really good. I dressed my husband up before we got married. Well, we just had started dating. He dressed up as Lady Gaga. So we put one of my dresses on him and some sunglasses and a short blonde wig. And
he was Lady Gaga.
He totally was Lady Gaga.
I would have gone with the meat suit.
I was going to say, you need to fix meat to him.
Just put a bunch of meat on a dress, and that's like, and arrive to a party in an egg.
You want to eat yourself the whole time.
2008, anybody from the High School Musical cast?
Yes.
2007, Hannah Montana.
I did that in 2007.
Did you really?
Yep.
Okay. 2006, V for Vendetta. Okay. 2005, anybody from the Grey's Anatomy cast?
That's just easy. You just go to.
But you have to be McDreamy, don't you? And McSteamy and McIdiot, or whatever they were.
McIdiot.
Whatever they were called. 2004, Jack Sparrow. Yeah, that was popular.
Yeah.
There's still guys who walk around, take that stuff way too seriously, and never drop the accent. There was a dude who was at our flashback convention dressed up like Jack Sparrow, would not drop the accent. I'm like, dude, you're just a guy. You're from Schaumburg. You're not Johnny Depp. You're not Jack Sparrow. You're not British. 2003, Spider-Man, because the Spider-Man movie came out. 2002, Hermione Granger.
Still so popular.
Oh, yeah. And 2001, because the movie took the world by storm, Josie and the Pussycats.
No.
And by the way, that's a good movie.
It's just because we can dress like sexy kittens.
Right. That's the thing. That's the thing. The old sexy female costume stuff. No, but you. By the way, have you seen the movie Josie and the Pussycats?
No.
Because it's good. It's really good. Dan, have you ever seen it?
I have not.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
And I remember when it came out, it was me and my girlfriend at the time in the theater with like two other people. And then I'm like, I like that movie. She did too. We both liked it.
You even paid to see
it. I gave it a good review on the air, and everybody was like, you're out of your mind. It's a terrible movie.
A final button to tie everything together?
Yeah.
630. I was an extra in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
There you go. That's cool. That's it. Ties everything together. All right. Hey, nice to work with you, Jen.
Yeah, it was definitely cool.
Very cool. Have a good morning, and we'll see you soon. Okay, we got a break. By the way, tomorrow, Tom LaPelle will be here for Haunted Cars, and we will do our annual spooktacular with all things Halloween. And that's coming up tomorrow, right here on 720 WGN. Stick around. News is next.